Okay, so Bit Crystals, the future of Bit Crystal, second part. This is the following of the previous audio message. So if you didn't heard the first one, start with the previous audio message first. Bit Crystal, so when I talk about Bit Crystal in general, it means any bit crystal issued on any blockchain and sidechain. So as we are developing our product, the bit crystal will be completely equal whether they're on one chain or another. So if you prefer to hold them on one chain or the other, they're strictly equivalent. And the Bit Crystal was at the beginning to for Spells of Genesis only, and to pre-sale Spells of Genesis assets. But as we're evolving, the company started as a game studio, and now we're building multi-chain tools. We are going to use our currency, the Bit Crystal, for other service that we're providing. And those service are very important because a game like Spells of Genesis, any game has a limited lifetime. So there are many products, many new games. There is a trend. So a game rise, there are some users, but then there are other games that's going out, there's other product, and the life cycle is limited. But what we're working on, tools, multi-chain tools, to help developers, game developers, and users to find and understand their digital assets, their tokenized assets across multiple chain. We are building, for example, Orb Explorer that we are going to release soon that allows people to see their assets from multi-game on multiple chain. So the same way you can see your holding characters on Counterparty or on Ethereum. We are making it easy for a user to understand, okay, what do I own? And then it doesn't matter on which chain you own it, as long as you own it. So we give a transparent interface because the end user wants to know how many Bit Crystal he has and on which blockchain is not necessarily important or meaningful because it could ideally transit from one chain to another because some chains are cheaper, some chains are faster, some chains are more secure. So holding an asset could be on transparently on different chains. So that's what we're trying to build here. And Bit Crystal in there. So as we're building our product, Orb Explorer, we're going to monetize activity or software we produce. So we are producing open source software, so everything we're building is open source and available on GitHub. So everybody can implement blockchain in their game very easily. Where we want to monetize is the discoverability, for example. So as more and more people will produce content, and it's actually happening. When we started, we were the only one who was providing blockchain game assets. Today, there are hundreds of games. And as more and more content is produced, you need to discover this content. They need the studio or the content provider. They need to get known. And with the tools we're providing, we're simplifying the flow to create and put your digital assets on blockchain. So that's good. But once everybody does that, they will need to advertise, puts their content in front. So when we are going to monetize our work on Crystal Suite, it's going to be, for example, put your asset